going to be a few people who are going to be speaking today, including myself, and Rabbi Mirel, then Maggie Halel Amusholder, daughter, then Kenny Al-Hadef, and then Sydney and Shelby Halel. So our words are going to be as concise as we can be, because it is still part of the holiday, even though it is after the holiday until Rosh Chodesh. So eulogies are abbreviated. This is what we have. So we'll try our very best not to lengthen everything, yet we have to say a few things about this wonderful lady. We have come today, a daughter, Maggie, with Mark, Azun, a son, Robert, Randy, Halela, grandchildren, Courtney, Joy, Sydney, Rochelle, Shelby, and great-grandchildren, Jackson, Jagger, and Lake, and numerous nieces and nephews and great-nieces and nephews, to pay a tribute, to a lasting tribute, to our unusually sweet and caring and good woman, Mary Catherine Al-Hadef Halela, who was born in Seattle November 25, 1923, and a loving mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and great-aunt, a wonderful friend and a community member. And she married the love of her life, Albert Halela, in 1950, and were married for 59 years. And I always used to say that they should go on the circuit just giving lectures about life. Until 3.5 years ago, when Albert passed on after a long illness, he was one of my favorite people. Now, to describe their lives, what really matters in the world, can be described in one word. I came to this conclusion with Maggie and the family when I know that even though they had great hobbies, but the one word is family. Spending time with the family, especially grandchildren, and she loved her brothers and sister-in-laws and their extended family and friends who were like their family. And you are here. You are exactly that. They meant everything. You mean everything to her. Love touches all who knew her. Now, to describe to you how she felt about her family, you need to hear how a real mother feels and thinks. I thought, in our quality of society that we live in, sometimes we forget the uniqueness of mom. And I would like to tell you a fact and a story. It is said that a mother loves for a child is born at birth and does not fade for eternity. From conception, we grow in our mother's womb, and for 9 months we are as one with her. And the bond between a mother and a child can stand the test of time. And the mother is our moral foundation, healer of pains, and the gentle hand and strong rock that guides us through life. A mother gives so much of herself for her children. She shares the pain of every scratch to every heartbreak. And a concern for one's welfare does not lose its luster even when one is grown. And she will never be sustained from sleepless nights, worrying about all those whom she is responsible for. Therefore, it can truly be said that one is a part of her from the start. And part of a person passes with their mother. Mary Halela was like a matriarch to all those who had the good fortune of knowing her. A matriarch like our for Mother Rachel, who was also loved and adored by her husband and children. Yet, if you look at history, Rachel died in childbirth, the ultimate act of giving. And this is how mother love is. So I'll tell you now the story. A little boy asked his mother, "Mom, why are you crying?" "Because I'm a woman," she told him. "I don't understand," he said. So his mother just hugged him and said, "And you never will." Later, the little boy asked his father, "Why does mother seem to cry for no reason?" "All women cry for no reason." That all his dad could say. The little boy grew up and became a man, still wondering why women cry. Finally, put in a call to God. When God got on the phone, he asked, "God, why do women cry so easily?" God said, "When I made the woman, she had to be special. I made her shoulders strong enough to carry the weight of the world, yet gentle enough to give comfort. I gave her an inner strength to endure childbirth and the rejection that many times come from her children. I gave her a hardness that allows her to keep going when everyone else gives up, and take care of her family through sickness and fatigue without complaining. I gave her the sensitivity to love her children under any and all circumstances, even when her child has hurt her very badly. I gave her strength to carry her husband through his fault and fashion her from his rib to protect his heart. I gave her wisdom to know that a good husband never hurts his wife, but sometimes tests her strength and her resolve to stand beside him unfalteringly. And finally, I gave her a tear to shed. This is her exclusively to use whenever it is needed. That tear holds more than men could understand. If a man was to shed her tear, it would look enormous. For a woman's tear is full of unconditional love, power, sacrifice, beauty, pain, and compassion. All tenfold of what a man is able to feel. And I mean this. I don't care if anybody thinks I should be equal. And that, my son, is why I made her as close to being supernatural as possible. She's my gift to the world. She's an angel on earth. Love her and praise her, for there will be no other here on earth that will love you like I do than your mother." "You see, my son," said God, "the beauty of a woman is not in the clothes she wears, the figure that she carries, or the way she combs her hair. The beauty of a woman must be seen in her eyes, because that is the doorway to her heart, that place where love resides." For many years, we have all observed Mary's strong love, support, loyalty, and devotion expressed to her families and friends, her personal pride in the Al-Hadeth family, the Al-Malek family, the Dilions, the Israels, and the Halilas. Might be a few more, but those I know. No matter how disappointed you occasionally were, I think, Mary, and this is after talking, with Minette Almosnino and with so many of the family, that you remain loyal, supportive, and respectful to everyone. And I know you, Mary. You mentioned having trouble with the do's and the don'ts of the Jewish religion from time to time, but you had no doubt of the gratitude you felt to God for the blessing of your immediate family. There are so many personal memories, and many of your kindness when you visited the sick so many times in a hospital with your daughter Maggie, she tells me so much, and making meals for people, your humor and your laughter. May you rest in peace with your beloved husband in Gan Eden Keftet. And I know you have gone through a lot of loss in your life, even from your youth, and yet you were there strong for your family. May you rest in peace. Tehenishmatech tzarura b'tzorachayim.